All the Lost Souls, All the Hidden Monsters, Book 2, written by Amy Jordan and read by Kate Dobson. The Warlocks didn't do themselves any favours. Those who did work for the Arcanum were more cliquey than a particularly bitchy group of teenagers. And those who didn't still kept themselves to themselves, socialising only within their own circles. They didn't integrate like everyone else in Downside. Basically, they were stuck up. So, as their Friday team meeting was held in the function room of a pub and their captain, Roderick, covered the first round of drinks after from the staff budget, it was a surprise to all of them that the courtesy extended to Sage, the only werewolf in the team, the Sore Thumb. Though she still didn't rule out her drink being laced with poison, or at least a mild laxative. In fact, she was quite sure that was probably the end goal. Oren would rather die than socialise, and she had it on good authority, aka Hosier, that in what they now termed the pre-Sage era, he'd shift right out of the room as soon as meetings ended. But she'd slowly cajoled him into taking advantage of his free drink at least. So these days, he knocked back one stiff whiskey before promptly striding out, as Berrien ordered wine for the rest of them. So he hung around perhaps an extra 45 seconds. The Warlock's Cloak was one of the oldest pubs in Downside. It reminded her of the smoky olden days pubs upside, where men would down a pint after a hard day's work in the mines. The benches lining the walls were covered in the kind of fabric she associated with grandma carpets. Not the modern spot you'd expect for such a gentrified 21st century supernatural city. But she supposed this pub was as old as some of the warlocks that frequented it, so maybe that had something to do with it. "I love that jacket, Sage." Berrien's white eyes looked over the leather appreciatively as they filed out of the function room after a particularly boring meeting. "Where'd you find it?" She twirled, grinning at his raised brow. "Your wardrobe?" "You think I didn't realise it was missing?" "I'll lend you one of mine," she offered. A warlock with bright green hair laughed, throwing Sage an appreciative smile. Nothing any of them owned would satisfy Berrien's luxurious taste. "It wouldn't kill you to be more social," Sage muttered to Oren under her breath as they reached the bar. P spent her Friday nights in Vampire Slayer, at a knitting group led by a local gargoyle artist, and she wouldn't be finished for another half an hour yet. So what was he going to do? Sit in silence and sulk? Probably. Despite the rundown nature of the pub, it was still popular. One side of the room, a thriving hubbub of chatter, darts tournaments and card games. Three satyrs pushed each other around, arguing over who was keeping score of their game, settling down as they noticed the whole of the Arcanum spilling out towards them. Only an old mothman, his tall wings withered and red eyes dulled from what smelt like a lifetime of too heavy drinking, didn't seem to notice or care that Oren Renalis was standing beside him with a face like thunder.